Online solutions for simple requests can enhance your management style. Visit ACAMP.com to see our menu of digital offerings, all designed to make board and resident life easier. Visit ACAMP.com today to learn more.
Welcome to Problem Solved, a conversation about problems that have been solved in New York co-op and condo buildings. I'm Paula Chin, and my guest today is Carl Cesarano, principal at the accounting firm Cesarano and Kahn. Welcome, Carl. After 2 years of living with COVID, co-ops continue to face challenges managing their finances, especially buildings with commercial tenants. Can you tell me any particular buildings that you're working with where they're facing these problems?
I'll talk about one in particular in Queens, where they have 24 commercial units. When you have lots of commercial units, your whole budget is based upon the revenue coming from these units. In this particular case, our revenue from the commercial units were in excess of $1 million. As the pandemic closed a lot of the stores down, a lot of them were restaurants or non-essential businesses, our revenue was cut in half. So now we had to find a way to make up the shortfall. We looked at everything on our budget. Two things that were really integral to the process was refinancing our mortgage. We were able to save about $40,000 as a result of that reduction. We went from 3.87% to 2.85%, and so we were able to save money from the operating side and also put some money in the reserve fund. The other thing was getting the second round of PPP passed for co-ops. That cash flow that we were able to get helped stabilize so much of the situation. And the other thing, as everybody is well aware of, utility costs are getting out of control. The energy index is up over 30%. Gas is up. The delivery rate is over 28% increased. When you talk about getting utilities, you can buy from an alternative supplier or an ESCO. But there's three components to the bill. One is delivery, the other is supply, and the other is taxes. We kind of envisioned prices would go up. So we shopped different alternative suppliers. We were able to lock in our natural gas rate. We were able to lock in our electric rate. Of course, then there was this whole issue with what do you do to save this very important stream of cash flow, the commercial tenants and their associated rents. And that was the real tricky part, because each business had different issues. We had to come up with different models. Would our philosophy be we're going to play hardball? Was our philosophy going to be we want to work as business partners with our commercial tenants, which means they're having financial problems? We have to absorb some of that. We've worked out a number of different deals. We did forgive rent in the cases where restaurants were shut down. We also restructured some of the leases. We tried to get more flexible terms to help make it easier for small operations to stay in business. We were looking at percentage rent structures. Those types of models entitle the co-op to a percentage of the retailer's gross rent. With the big spaces, we're talking about maybe indexed linked rent. So in terms of this particular building, it was a combination of all of these things. So it wasn't cookie cutter. We basically took it on a tenant by tenant basis. And the good news is we have everybody back up and running. We have no empty retail stores at this point. We have our existing tenants back in action. And we're just about up to $1 million again in terms of our cash flow for rents. We still have a lot of challenges ahead of us. We have still record inflation you haven't seen in 40 years. So our budget are going to have to be a living, breathing thing to be looked at in real time all the time. And we're going to have to keep tweaking and augmenting as appropriate.
What about buildings that haven't yet refinanced their mortgage as rates are going up? This Queens building was lucky in that they did this in the nick of time. Any words of advice there?
It depends. Every property is unique. If we have to do a lot of capital improvement remediation, Local Law 11, Climate Mobilization Act, elevator upgrades, roofing, windows, you may not have that much of an option if you need a large amount of money. So it's better to start analyzing this sooner than later. We do have some buildings that it would still make sense for them. They had mortgage deals that they didn't refinance because it was cost prohibitive to refinance when rates were low. So it may be certainly something to look at now. But refinancing is not as attractive, but depends on the individual situation.
That's great advice, Carl. Thank you so much for joining us today.